How does that feel then, Doug, to get one over the old club?
Well, what's funny about it is that's the first time I was asked about the old club versus us, and it's not about me, and that's what we wanted, and tonight was great. I thought the guys were fantastic. Both teams played and competed, block shots.
It had almost a playoff intensity at times, didn't it?
It was. I mean, you look at where we are in the standings and where we could have been versus where they would be if they won. And we really dug deep, and we wound up getting a result that, you know what, we've given up two penalty shots. They had a lot of power play opportunities, so did we. But both teams really dug deep, and it was a great game, back and forth, and very, very proud of our effort.
Maybe not the prettiest of games, but do you want that out of your team, that kind of energy, intensity, effort, week in, night out, if you like?
You know, pretty goals are going to come. That's just part of hockey. And sometimes the other team takes away from you. I think we held them to, I think, roughly 21 shots. I don't think we had them any more than that. It was two good teams. Closed down in the neutral zone extremely well against each other. So it wasn't going to be free-flowing. But I want that passion. I want that energy. And we had it tonight with guys blocking shots, diving to make plays. And, you know, you get the goaltending we had tonight. And we might be an okay team after all.
Was it a little bit like looking in the mirror at times?
I just thought it was two good teams. I mean, I think that they've got a third line that's outstanding. We've got a third line that's outstanding. You look at both teams had a player out of the lineup with a suspension, and, you know, I thought we stayed the course and got the job done. And for these guys, we accomplished our segment goal tonight, and that's something for them to be proud of. It's the first time we've done it this year. Now we can hopefully string that into the next one.
How important is that second period within the whole of this season for the Sheffield Steelers and for Frank Doyle?
It's a great question. Massive, quite frankly. Tonight's game was massive because you look at where we could have been, and you know, you start to turn the corner, you're starting to play better. A loss against a rival at home twice in 2 weeks, you know, you want to make sure you really be pushing. But to get the win, now I've got a good feeling, and now hopefully we can, you know, carry this thing forward.
But on a personal level as well, Doyle was somebody that was brought in with a big reputation. He struggled, I think, being honest, I think we'd all agree to that at the start of the season. He has a period like that, and you look around the rink, and all of a sudden the fans are chanting his name. They seem to buy into him with what happened there.
Well, they should. You know, we played five games in this segment, and he's given up one goal in three of them. I'll tell you, I don't care who you are, but that will win, that will translate. And you know what, for us as a hockey club, Frank was signed to be a big piece of it, and tonight he was to come up with two shootout or penalty shot saves. You can't ever fathom that they're going to get two in one period, but it's a big period, it's a big moment, it's a big game. I know it's early in the year, but it's still a massive result for us.
He's an experienced guy. Does he need that, though? Does he need the little run of form like this and the little bit of appreciation he gets in the stands too?
I think so. I mean, I think that every professional, you switch leagues, and you know, although you have a resume to stand on, your resume is only as good as your last game. And he's been absolutely outstanding for us the last five games. He's done the things that we've needed him to do to give us a chance to win. And you know what, tonight, Belfast is great defensively. You look at their defense core, phenomenal hockey players, and they stifled us for a long time. We stifled them for a long time, and it was just going to be that odd goal. But you know, it was a North American expression, it was a pitcher's duel. It was a goaltending battle all the way through.
Were they right, those two penalty shots? Are they good calls?
Quite frankly, it doesn't matter. We got two saves, we move on.
What about the last goal? Was that a decent call as well? It was given, it came off the skate.
I haven't seen it. I mean, I'm 160 feet away, so I'm sure we'll see it later on.
Okay, you look at where this squad is now from where it was after week three of the season. How happy are you with it, and how's it changed during that time period?
Well, we've just kept telling the guys, regardless of the results, it's about the process. It's about starting to understand our systems. It's about starting to identify strengths and weaknesses in our own team and improving those weaknesses and strengths. Obviously, we brought in a couple pretty good hockey players that make us more offensive. And you know what? The players believed. They stuck with it day after day, night after night. And here we are in a decent spot. But on Tuesday, when they come back into work, we're 0-0. It's a new segment. We got to go back to work and hopefully achieve another segment goal.
You looked at the power play tonight. You did something a little bit different with it as well. Robert Dowd playing on the blue line rather than playing up top. What's the thinking there?
Well, Doughty, our power plays have been working the last couple of games, and Doughty's been in that spot. Tonight, I thought Belfast did a great job. They kept us to the outside. They limited our opportunities. When we had chances, you know, it worked for us. I thought our power play unit in the third period got a bit tired. Having Doughty up top, he's a guy who can make plays happen with his feet. He can step around a guy. And obviously, bringing the puck up the ice, he's got good speed and good a good feel for the game. And I think when he's coming up with the puck, he's a pretty dangerous player for the other team to count for.
How hard is it? You have to tinker a certain amount, but not to tinker too much. You start with Legree there. You now try Dowd there. You know, in your own mind as a coach, how do you kind of flip-flop those ideas and you decide, right, we're going to go with this horse right now?
Well, I think bringing Cohn back fundamentally changes our blue line. And by doing that, it allows us to put Spence at the net front. You've obviously got Fata. You want him for his one-timer, and you want another player who can make that play coming across. And I think Legree and Cohn have a good chemistry there. And if they can slide some pucks over to Doughty, I think it will be successful.
Just finally, then, let's talk about Stephen Meyer. I think tonight, for me, was the best I've seen him in Steelers colours. Is he a player, again, that's just starting to grow into his role within this team?
I mean, it's funny to say that when he's a leading scorer on the team, but it's true. He's a player that grinds down low. He gets in on the forecheck. He skates well. You know, he had a little bit of an injury for the first month or so. He's just kind of coming out of that. I think we're starting to see the best of him. I thought he was great last night. He made some great plays down low. He kills penalties. He plays on the power play. He's a big player for us, no question.
But it's that kind of almost miserable, miserable old man thing where he can go and be grumpy on the boards and just work and work and work.
That's exactly what we want him for. We didn't expect him to be our leading scorer. If he's our leading scorer at the end of the year, great, but we didn't sign him to be that. We assigned him to be a guy who, when he gets a puck down low, difficult to play against. He's abrasive. And when he does that and he plays like sandpaper, he's a really effective hockey player because he's so big and he's got good hands and he really goes to the net front hard, and he's a handful.
Thanks, Coach.